today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sadly, more violence in Afghanistan. We have the numbers now. 17 killed in that suicide attack that happened while we were on the air last time around on the Indian embassy. It was the typical deal with the SUV loaded with explosives that went off. 17 dead in the end and close to 80 injured as a result. So here we are back in Kabul. It had been quiet for a couple of months. And violence erupts just as a reminder that the Taliban in that country can reach you at any point. Speaking of the Taliban, they insist that they're not the enemy to the United States. Oh, okay. In the meantime, Obama's focus in Afghanistan is on Al-Qaeda and not the Taliban. So it does make you think, is the situation in Afghanistan going to end? Is it going to end? In a disastrous note, a lot of people starting to say that this is going to be another Vietnam, which would be just terrible if it were. I hate to even put those two together in the mix. Because can you walk away and claim victory? It's like Iraq. Nobody walked away from Iraq claiming victory. In fact, the general who, General Petraeus, who was the main guy, certainly at the tail end of that war, says, you don't know down until down the road, 5, maybe 10 years, as to whether you can really claim it to be a win. And what he's saying is because what happens in that country now? They have a different form of government. Does the military stand pretty much on its own 2 feet, and do the police? And, are the insurgents sort of down? Are the various religious factions mixing together more peacefully in the city? And he's right. You can't answer that question. Different terrain, different kind of life, really, I think, even though you've got the borders, if you looked at a map of the Middle East, a little bit different in Afghanistan. How will this end in the end? Let's just hope there's a decision made. I keep going back to the same thing that I said the very beginning of the week. Now there's been another meeting of all the minds, the generals, etc., sitting down, doing a war room strategy session with Barack Obama, the president, again. So let's hope, sooner rather than later, some kind of strategy is laid out, whatever it is. It has to be that the president of the United States isn't worried about what so many people think. Who cares what the cable news networks are saying? The cable news networks care, absolutely. They care about ratings and their shows. But the president doesn't need to be focused on the perception. I think he needs to be focused on the end game. And the sooner we know what that end game is, everybody is that much better off. Certainly the military, certainly the people that are serving, and certainly the American people, to know what are you supporting? What are you talking about? And I just happened to see this, and we're going to try to get him on the show, but actor Matthew McConaughey, and I was really, really, really happy to see this. Someone shot me an email and sent me a little link to it, but you might have already seen it on the tube. He's doing spots that are supporting military guys, and he's saying, you know, support the troops, that kind of thing. But what he's saying is, and they show shots of him with guys that have come back, and he's talking to them and showing them in different situations with all kinds of different people who serve in the military, which is always my thing, is why do you throw people out there who, of course, want to do it, go over, serve, but why do you throw them out there and then when they come back, they're just not treated like they should be treated, I think. Hey, buddy, thanks. Shaking the hand. Thanks for serving. We appreciate it. And just so you know, from all of us at ATN, we definitely appreciate what families have done and the sacrifices that have made. And politics aside, I think all Americans deep down really, at least the majority, really feel that way, I hope, about the people who serve. Forget about Democrat, liberal, conservative, extremist, any of the labels you want to throw out there. Let's hope that we're all at least united in that one. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Mark Oristano about watching football. Should be fun because we do that nail the score thing in the third hour where the computer randomly picks the game of the week and you call in and tell us who you think is going to win and what your numerical guess is, and perhaps you win the incredible prize pack from ATN. You know, the NFL ratings have been the highest they've been in 20 years, so somebody's watching, right? The games are drawing the best ratings since 89, if my math is correct. Yeah, 89. 17.4 million, up 14%. Lots of people watching whatever game is in their area and flipping to the Monday night game and the Sunday night game. So I think that people want a little bit of that escape. That's why we offer you Nail the Score here on the show, because naturally we're dissecting, doing the water cooler buzz thing on all kinds of stuff that make all of us enraged at times at what we're seeing, some of the ineptitude that's coming out of Washington. So the game of the week, don't know what it's going to be, but I have a feeling it's going to be a good one. I didn't know about this mission, and I don't know why, because I'm heavy into reading about NASA and what the astronauts are doing and what's happening in our space programs, because certainly we know the shuttle is done as of the early part of next year, and I want to actually take the show to a shuttle launch, but it's difficult because there's no way to predict what the weather will be at Cape Canaveral, though we're definitely going to do it. It's just a question of will we be there when something launches. So NASA is doing something unique, though, early on Friday morning. Check this out. They got this probe known by L Cross, which is carrying the upper stage of a rocket that launched it on its way to the moon on June 18th. So NASA is sending the what they would call the spent rocket motor on a course to slam into the lunar surface of the moon. So I'm thinking, it's like a video game. If you're sitting there watching this, you're going to see it go poof. That's a bad way to describe that, but it's going to go slam right on that surface, right? And supposedly hit this crater that lies near the moon's south pole and has that perpetual darkness going on. They're hoping that the result will be to find hidden water frozen inside the crater. This has been talked about for a while, and I didn't realize that it was happening this quickly. If you've been paying attention, like I said, that's one of the things that I believe it's been years that they've been talking about. Is there water? We think there's water there. And a lot of people are always trying to figure out if they can detect something. Now, speaking of detecting it, if you have the right kind of equipment, I guess if you set up your telescope or the equipment correctly, it has to be massively powerful, obviously, you might be able to detect what's going on. But the event will be live on NASA TV, so you can actually watch this happen. I know that I'm going to try to do that. I think it's very, very cool that they're doing it to see if they're going to get this water from this flat crater, which is about 60 miles in diameter on the moon's, like I said, south pole. 7:30, by the way, in the morning. Coming up 7:30. That means 4:30 in the morning Pacific time, and if you're doing the math, it means 6:30 Central Time. Mark Oristano up next, talking some football with us here on ATN.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most: antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
This is an important message for caregivers.
My mom spends a lot of time alone, and I worry about her safety and well-being. Sometimes she forgets to take her medications, and we both know that puts her health at risk. I would like an easy and inexpensive way to make sure she is safe and taking care of herself.
If you have a loved one who spends time alone, we urge you to request a free caregiver's guide. Call 973-872-9400 or visit www.thecaregiversguide.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite.
When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and everywhere in between. Name of the show, America Tonight. Coming up, nail the score in our next hour. Game of the week will be picked by the computer. So I have nothing to do with it, by the way, if it's the Philadelphia Eagles. It hasn't come up, the Eagles, yet. And you get to guess who you think's going to win the game if you correctly nail the score. Ran into Mark, and he's got a great book out that you can pick up on Amazon.com. It's called A Sportscaster's Football, the NFL TV ratings hitting the highest mark in 20 years. Mark, people are watching the great game of football, but I don't think they ever went away. But for some reason, the ratings have really shot up. What do you think that's about?
Well, I think it probably goes to the fact that the NFL has the most effective PR mechanism since the Third Reich. They ever since Pete Rozelle decided he was going to make it America's game, that's what it's become, and it's just it's an amazingly well-promoted event.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you and I both covered the Cowboys, and you covered the Cowboys for a long time and the
yep.
Oilers as well, and it's just fascinating to be close to a team, which you were, too, certainly during the heyday of the Cowboys. You got to give. There's a lot of Cowboy listeners. You got to give us a good Cowboys. What's your favorite Cowboys story?
My favorite Cowboys story? Well, probably the most intelligent player I ever met in football was Blaine Nye, who was an offensive lineman for the Cowboys back in the late 60s and the 70s. And you remember that famous Thanksgiving Day game in 1974 when Roger Staubach got hurt and Craig Longley, the Mad Bomber, came off the bench?
Mm-hmm.
And he threw two touchdown passes to Drew Pearson late in the game to beat the Redskins, the hated Washington Redskins. Now, Clint was a free spirit, to say the least. And after the game, reporters gathered around Nye, and somebody asked him, what does this game today represent? And Nye looked across the locker room, and he saw Longley, and he said, this game represents the triumph of the uncluttered mind.
That's
now,
a great quote.
How many writers would kill to come up with a line like that?
Oh, no, it's brilliant. Are you kidding? Absolutely. No kidding. And you went through the years, too, like where you were mentioning the 70s, 74, and then also the Troy Aikman years. So yep. You really watched the ebb and the flow of the Cowboys. Do you think that the Cowboys will get it back? I mean, what's your take on Tony Romo?
I'm very pessimistic about Tony Romo, and I think if you are a Cowboy fan or an NFL fan, the next time you see a game that Romo's playing in, Watch his, what we call his mechanics. Watch the way he moves his feet and watch the way he stops throwing the ball before he finishes. He never follows through properly. He steps directly toward the receiver he's throwing to, which is a mistake. You need to step to the side so you can open your body up. And he stops his shoulder, his throwing shoulder, right about at his ear. And after you watch Romo and you see how he throws and see everything going high and to the right, watch Brett Favre when he throws and watch how that throwing shoulder goes all the way through and winds up pointing at the receiver when he finishes. That's how you're supposed to throw the ball.
Yeah, great analogy. Speaking of Brett Favre, with the Minnesota Vikings, just crazy. The people in Minnesota are loving it. They're 4-0. What do you think the chances are of Minnesota going to the big game?
Well, the thing that I'm still leery of as far as Brett is concerned, granted he didn't have the wear and tear of the mini camps and training camp and all, but can his legs hold up through 12 games on artificial turf? That's an awful tough thing to ask of a 40-year-old quarterback, and he turns 40 Saturday, so happy birthday, Brett. But if he can throw that well to those receivers after only, what, 3 weeks of practice, he must be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Just to watch him, it's so fun. And you know what I love, too, Mark? And you knew this was going to happen. I was doing some shows on Fox when the last thing happened with him going to the Jets and the whole rigmarole with that. And then, of course, just all of a sudden ending up the following year with the Vikings. I love how, and you've probably talked to him. I've talked to him. It's been a while. But he has that easygoing personality. And I love this commercial he's doing where he's waffling and can't decide on the big screen tube. I mean, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant thing. If I were his agent, I would just say, let's go with it. Let's roll with it. And people, I think, love it.
He has an easygoing personality, but then when you see him in the game and you see those close-ups of him, he has that same assassin stare that Troy Aikman had, which is, on the field, it's get out of my way or I'm going to hurt you. And that's what you want in a quarterback. You want a guy who's out there ready to street fight. You don't want a nice guy on the field.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, what made you decide to pull this all together and write the book?
Well, I noticed as I began to, having left the broadcast business in 2002, and I'm now on my own, as it were, when I would watch games with friends, I would watch differently. I'd see things that they didn't see, and I'd be able to tell what was going to happen almost before it did. And they'd ask me, how did you do that? How did you know that? And I said, well, I spent a long time with people like Babe Laufenberg watching game film, and I learned how to watch the game the way the players and the coaches do. And I was asked to write an article for an online magazine by a friend of mine, and I started writing, and I started writing, and I started writing, and I looked down one day and said, hey, I have a book here. And I found a publisher who agreed with me, so I wrote the book.
Yeah, good for you, and a lot of people are picking it up. I was looking at it on Amazon, and you're, like, running out of copies. You got to get another printing, buddy.
Yeah, we'll probably be doing that soon, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do in a moment. Just for your listeners, I'm going to do a special deal. I'll give them a chance to get a pen, and I'm going to give them my actual cell phone number, and you call me on my cell phone and either talk to me or leave a message and I'll call you back, and I will send you for $10 plus postage, I will send you a signed copy of my book.
Okay, what's that?
You can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that, but I think it's scary that you're giving out your cell phone number. What's your cell phone number, Mark?
Not a problem at all. Not a problem. I trust your listeners implicitly.
Oh, great.
It's 214.
Uh-huh.
546-3794, 214, 546-3794. Operator is standing by.
Yeah, you're the operator.
Yep.
Now, if you go to bed, you better leave that cell phone on vibrate because things come back and repeat, and then somebody's going to call you at an even worse hour. So make sure you're careful about
that
one.
That's why they made voicemail.
Exactly. I agree with you wholeheartedly. So I got to tell this story. I said that you did other things, obviously, in your career. And one of the things that's certainly part of your background is the fact that you did news, and you were a news anchor, and your co-host, what you were in Nashville, was Oprah Winfrey, right?
Yeah, and you know, I've been trying to track her down ever since I left Nashville. I have no idea what's happened to her. Do you know where she is now?
Yeah, she's only the most powerful woman in media. What was she like back then?
She was just as talented then as she is now. I thought personally that she would wind up as the anchor of the CBS Evening News someday. Obviously,
wow.
Nobody ever dreamed that she would become a multi-billionaire and have the incredible power that she has. And I think the last time I talked to her was like 10 years ago, because number one, I don't want to bother her. And number two, everybody in the world tries to get through to her and I don't want to go through the hassle. But she was great. I mean, she's as pleasant as can be, and she's obviously incredibly brilliant. And she is absolutely, she looks in that camera, and this was what I could never master in television. She looks at the camera and she makes you believe that you're the only one she's talking to.
Yeah, well, and obviously they knew that when she went to Chicago eventually from Baltimore and then mm-hmm. built that whole show, and like you said, the rest is history. And who would have known that she would have gone on to the talk show route and how it had taken on a whole life of its own. What do you think of this generation of sportscasters now that are coming up behind?
I think some of them are good. I think some of them are trying a little too hard to be hip and hype and yell and scream. I still believe, as far as the football broadcast goes, that if you're going to call a game on television, you call it like Pat Summerall, and you know, you say Staubach to Pearson, first down.
Yeah,
we can see what's happening. We don't need a whole litany of words from you.
Yeah,
but it, you know, things change, times change. People, the world is younger today than it was when I was young. And I must tell you, though, incidentally, as far as the Oristano football tradition goes, my daughter Stacy is carrying on the football tradition in the family, because she is a regular cast member of Friday Night Lights on NBC.
Oh, and what's her character's name?
She plays Mindy Collette, the exotic dancer.
I love that.
But she's having a lot of fun with it, and she's become a very successful actor. She lives out in L.A., so she continues the football tradition.
I love that. Mindy Collette, I've actually seen her. She's a very pretty, pretty girl.
Yes, she is. And she's a very talented. She's passed me as an actor a long time ago. She's got a gorgeous singing voice. I keep hoping they're going to let her sing on the show someday. But,
yeah, that's
she's
cool.
Having a lot of fun.
Good for you, the proud papa. All right, we're going to give out your cell phone again. And, Mark, it was great to catch up with you again. Hopefully we'll run into each other around the city. Thanks.
Hey, anytime you want to talk NFL, give me a call.
I will, Mark. Thanks.
And you can call me at
214.
Is that a segue or is that a segue?
It's 214-546-3794. All right, thanks, Mark.
Thanks.
A Sportscaster's Guide to Watching Football. We'll give out his number a couple of times. It is a really good book. 214-546-3794. Coming up on the flip side of what's happened closer to home when it comes to getting frisked. Have you ever been frisked? Stay with us.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Hey, so I just checked on Amazon.com, and it's true. There's very few of those books left. Sportscaster's Guide to Watching Football is really good if you're into football, but you don't really understand what's happening on some of the plays, like Mark is mentioning, and what's developing. The book is great for that and all kinds of side stories. So call, because you'll get it at such a cheap price, 214-546-3794, 214-546-3794. How about this? Have you ever been walking down the street and you get pulled over by the police and you are frisked? A lot of times you're frisked if they pull you over. They start asking questions. This apparently is happening a lot in some of the big cities. It's a common practice that's called stop and frisk, and it's upsetting a lot of civil libertarians. But the police say, look, this is helping us reduce crime. Police in some of the big hotspots like New York or L.A. or Chicago, although L.A. it's a little bit tougher because it's so spread out, they stop and they're questioning people, and they're doing it much more than they've done ever in the past. And they say that the numbers are rising at the same time that crime rates are dropping. So that if they think the frisking part, just stopping someone, is working, then they're going to do it, right? So if for example, if somebody gave an example where somebody was upset that it happened to them, somebody was fumbling with their apartment door after school, and then the plainclothes guys flashed their badges, what are you doing here, asked a bunch of questions, and he just looked suspicious, but he hadn't done anything other than lost his keys, and then he was questioned and frisked and all that stuff, and they, then the cops in that case left. So, of course, that opens the door for the mistake part of it. And like I said, the civil liberties groups are going to get upset over that. And they're saying, because a lot of the people are black or Hispanic, but there are white people as well. And so they're saying that it's racist and it fails to deter crime. But police departments say the opposite. They say it's necessary. It turns up illegal weapons and drugs and prevents more serious things from happening. So I can say, I mean, and even some women are getting stopped, but mostly men. I can say I've never, thank goodness, been stopped and asked a bunch of questions because something looked a little bit off. That hasn't ever happened to me. I did get stopped one time and had to do a breathalyzer, and I wasn't drunk at all. I had nothing. I think I had like a sip of a beer or something. But what happened was I was in California, and I came out of the restaurant and did one of those California stops. So they just assumed, I guess, they had pulled over a lot of people there. But it is still a nervous thing. You're fumbling around trying to find the registration, and then I'm doing the breathalyzer thing. And, you know, of course, like I said, I definitely was going to pass that unless something was completely wrong because I hadn't been drinking. So this is a little bit different other than when you know you haven't done anything. It definitely gets your hackles up, let's say, a little bit. And that's what's starting to happen. There's more confrontations, and then people are complaining, and they're saying what's happening is the commissioner there in New York City, for example, is saying that, you know, officers might stop as many as 600,000 people, and about 10% are arrested. So it's a proven law enforcement tactic to fight and deter crime, and it's actually authorized by criminal procedure law. And I looked this up, and he's absolutely right. It is perfectly legal. In 68, the Supreme Court had a decision that established the benchmark of what they call reasonable suspicion. You've heard that term before. And it's a standard that is lower than the probable cause needed to actually justify an event. But here's what happened. In the mid-90s, Mayor Giuliani, and who was the commissioner then, William Bratton, made the stop and frisk a big part of what they were doing. And they were relying on, you know, the theory that if you targeted low-level offenses, it helped prevent bigger ones, dangerous things from happening. So here's some statistics, and I'm using New York, and it's happening in other cities, but New York is the best example. So in New York, the cops stopped 531,159 people. That's more than five times the number in 2002. Of the people that were stopped, 51% were black, 32% Hispanic, 11% were white. Not, of course, all the stops are the same. Some were just stopped and questioned. Others had their bag or backpack searched, and sometimes police did a full pat down. And did the searches yield weapons or drugs is the key thing. And then, of course, you're going to get people that are innocent, and then that's when you start to have this debate about should you be able to do this. Here's what I say. I think they should be able to do it because the statistics bear out that the stop and frisk has worked. So they prevented who knows what kind of crimes, drugs, et cetera, that could have escalated into something serious. In Philadelphia, they did that. They doubled it because they have problems in Philly, and they're very aggressive about that, and crime has dropped. In L.A., they've doubled the amount of people they've stopped, and the number of people stopped, of course, in cars is higher than some of the other places, but it's worked for them. So if you have these hard statistics and they prove to be pretty successful, I think you can't refute the numbers. Now, the Chicago police, they're not even going to release the numbers, and Boston police say they don't keep the records. We don't have those records. I don't know what you mean. So this is the question. I mean, would you be upset if you were stopped, if you were one of the people that were hassled by this, or would you say, hey, I'm in Detroit, I'm here, I'm there, I give them credit for, yeah. Oh, that's, hear that siren. The hair stands up on your arms. So stop and frisk. Hey, Matt, have you ever been stopped and asked questions or frisked? They call it stop and frisk, but it doesn't mean you're frisked every single time. Have you ever had that happen to you?
I think so. One time I was younger. I was probably, 19, I believe, and we were exiting a party, me and some buddies, and we were heading over to a different venue, and being 19, it's illegal to be, can in possession of any alcohol, and we definitely had a couple cases of beer with us. So we got, it's actually some bike cops that, on bicycles. They came up and rode up behind us and grabbed us and then frisked us, took all the beer, dumped it out, which was very painful as a 19-year-old because that stuff's hard to come by. And then we took a breathalyzer, and, yeah, they patted us down and did that the whole nine.
Wow. Was that scary? You were 19. Was that a little bit unnerving for you?
Not really, because, I mean, it's not like I was doing anything wrong that, I mean, obviously it was illegal, but it's not, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, you caught me that I have alcohol. I'm a 19-year-old college student. You know, it's not like I was just completely, you know, it's like I was shoplifting or doing anything like that. You know, that was like drastically illegal that I'm like, oh my gosh, people are going to find out about this. Like, I'm totally crossing the line. So there wasn't a fear or anything like that because I knew the only thing I did wrong was I have some alcohol in my possession. And, you know, they just gave us minor possession of alcohol. It was like a $150 fine or something like that. Now I think they've changed the law, so you actually have to go to some alcohol awareness class or something like that. But back in whenever that was, 2000, we didn't have to do that, so it was just a slap on the wrist, a fine, and went along my way.
Is that on your record?
I'm not sure. I don't know if it is or not.
You better find out.
Well, it's a minor consumption of alcohol when you're 19. I'm not all that worried about it, I'll be honest with you.
I don't know. Sometime when America Tonight becomes a really big show and there's a feature that's done about you, that might come out, like in Vanity Fair or wherever.
That's fine. If John Stossel wants to ask me the hard question about me being in possession of alcohol when I was 19 years old, then I will have an answer prepared for him.
All right, thank you very much. So Matt and I both disclosed what happened with us. With me, nothing happened. I did have to take that test. That was different than being stopped on the street. I've never been stopped on the street by a police officer. And I know people who have, though, and they weren't too happy about it, and they didn't particularly do anything at all. But just for some reason, they were randomly chosen for the area they were, or whatever the reason is. But like I said, I would defend that, right? I disagree with the civil liberty folks because, and here's the thing, if you are the person that stopped, of course you're not going to like it. I mean, if you have a book bag and for some reason they just decide you look suspicious, so I understand where it could get really murky for some people. But if you know the city you're living in, that it's helping deter crime that you could actually be a victim of. Like if I'm in Philadelphia, and because they're doing these things, who knows, maybe I'm saved from being robbed or whatever, then I'm going to say it's okay because of what the effectiveness side of it is. I'm going to say it's okay, even though I know there's people listening to this that are cringing and saying, you got to be kidding, that's so Big Brotherish, that's just wrong, it doesn't work, it doesn't work that way. I'm going to disagree. At some point, if you're having lots of problems, which they were in Philadelphia, which they are in New York, and all the cities I mentioned, for goodness sake, look at Chicago. Of course they're not going to release statistics, because look at all the violence that's happening in Chicago. A great city, a city where people are now in all kinds of areas are a little bit more fearful, and where you used to be able to walk pretty freely, right? And it's like when you talk about New York, you've got 8.4 million people. Then you end up during the work week or work days with 10 million. So how many, excuse me, police are responsible for, you know, patrolling these areas? How many people can you stop, and how much can you deter? That's what you have to ask yourself. All right, a little more information on that one, because I think it's fascinating stuff, and the Supreme Court backs it up by that 68 ruling. But I think there's a good chance that this could get reversed, or certainly is. The ACLU is fighting it big time, and I'm going to tell you why next.
Yeah. For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, don't forget about Nail the Score. That's in our third hour. Hope you're having a good one. Kate hanging with you. Kick back, relax, and we're lighting the load in that third hour. I have no clue what the game of the week is going to be, but I know it's going to be fun trying to keep up with all the guesses, and maybe this time we'll finally get someone to nail it. Last time, of course, we didn't have a winner. We've had people that have come close, but close doesn't count, only in horseshoes and certainly not in this show. Doesn't count. You have to correctly nail the exact score and the team that you think is going to win. All right, here's some more scoop on this whole civil liberties thing and why they're upset. And you can see how it could be bad if somebody was stopped and, of course, they hadn't done anything and they were questioned and then they're left alone. But it's like I said, the numbers bear out that, and that's was the whole take with Giuliani and his commissioner and what's happening now as well. And even Bloomberg is saying the same thing because the numbers just show that. And what's happened and what the civil liberties folks are saying is that they've got a database of everyone stopped, innocent or not. So that makes them targets for future investigations. And that is the problem. That's one of the problems anyway. And that the city promises, for example, in L.A., they were forced to federally mandate to release some of the information on street stops, including the race of the people that were stopped, starting in 2000 because there was a bunch of scandals there. They didn't have that in New York, but they had that in L.A. So they promised to adopt scores of reform measures under the federal court supervision. And I guess some of the things have happened, but some of them haven't. So the ACLU did a report in Southern California that showed that blacks were still nearly three times more likely to be stopped by police than whites. So you get the idea here. The ACLU says, look, this is racially profiling. This is flat out racist, the stop and frisk. They call it stop and frisk, but it's not always frisking because of the neighborhoods they're going to and what happens. Now, there's one guy who I happened to see in an interview somewhere who lives in Harlem who said he stopped going a certain way home from work to avoid a stretch of 7th Avenue because he kept getting stopped by police. And, you know, he's a guy who works, he's director of a nonprofit, he's in his late 20s, and said this is unacceptable to him. He gets what's happening. He gets that some people are being stopped, but he just completely doesn't agree with it because he sees that he's a victim of it. So, like I said, you can see the other side of it. Regular guys being stopped or pulled over, whatever, questioned, getting frustrated by that. But I still think you have to go with the numbers. You have to go with the fact that some serious crimes were prevented and they can trace that. The police can trace it to things that somebody was on their way to doing, etc. You know, it's the yin and the yang of it. But stopping more than a million people in the street, there's a good chance the ACLU comes up with a lawsuit and that gets stopped ultimately. Here's another quick one for you. The Acorn activists say they're refusing to buckle to the video scandal, and Acorn's not going away anytime soon. So you look at some of the inner city jobs that Acorn does, and there's a guy in L.A. who's decided, look, we've got to try to do what we can to save Acorn and the vision of Acorn and what's happened. He held a big news conference and talked about it, and he said, we try to do things to help people, to negotiate things that have happened to people, horrible things that have happened to them, and we're a nonprofit and we're trying to survive the worst scandal in our 39-year history with those videotapes of the staffers counseling the fake pimp and prostitute how to run a brothel. They're saying they do the best they can. They mobilize low-income people, and the goal is to restore our credibility because we think that we're still very, very effective. See, here's what part of the problem is. Acorn doesn't get as much money from the government as you think. It's a couple of million. But they do get money from people all around the country, and they're worried that Acorn, with the scandals that have happened, which are legitimate, the whole voting fraud thing, the videotaping thing, and a few others as well, has gone so far to the other end that they're going to have trouble getting the money that they normally get. You know, the charges of the voter registration, the embezzlement by the founder's brother. I mean, that embezzlement was almost $1 million. And then the videotapes just iced it for so many people. I mean, it's damaging their credibility. And maybe they're not going to be able to get this credibility back. So Acorn suspended their tax prep service and housing assistance program. Foreclosure clients are now being referred to counselors at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, of course. And they're probably in trouble. Will Acorn survive is a fair question. Should Acorn survive? They're going to have to make up the loss of about $2 million, like I said, in government money. But most of it, it's a $25 million annual budget, by the way. And most of it comes from 500,000 active members. They give like $10 a month. At least some of them do, or they just write a check and go into the Acorn office. So there's a good chance that this is just going to be too damaging, and they're going to start to have some financial problems. But you know, there's bad apples in every single organization, but I find it very tough to stick up for Acorn based on some of the ridiculous corruption and nonsense that they have gotten away with, frankly. So, hey, you sow what you reap, and that organization was doing a whole lot of other things, too, that were not uncovered. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Kate, let me make a couple comments. First of all, I want you to know I'm a little bit cultured, or maybe I'm not. Wednesday we'll do a talk show about one of my favorite authors, Edgar Allan Poe, who's turning 20 years old this year. He was one of my favorites. The Weekly Standard has a story on him and also Leon Trotsky. But I just want to let you know that I don't always scream and rant and rave about things. I want to let Acorn go. I want to talk about the stop and frisk, if I could.
Yeah.
That was started under the Clinton administration. They did that in Baltimore. They're still doing it in Baltimore. Young black youths were being stopped for carrying all types of weapons. Here's the problem that I agree with the ACLU and that I have. Section 35 of New York State Penal Law deals with the deadly physical force and how you can fight back. Section 400 deals with what types of weapons are not legal to carry. The reason I bring it up is if you're just a regular guy and you happen to look like a thug or maybe a description of someone. I'm sorry, not look like a thug. You fit the description of someone that's committed a crime.
Right.
And you get stopped. And by all accounts, you're just mind your own business. If you're carrying like a folding knife for your own protection, a small amount of pot, maybe some pepper spray, all of that stuff's illegal in New York. So it's police officers have a lot of discretion. They can let you go, but they won't because they want thousands and thousands of millions of American people in these databases. That's exactly what you're right. The databases that you're talking about. There's a DNA database. This scumbag Bloomberg, I'm not missing my words. You get a misdemeanor crime, he wants a sample of your DNA. This is what the ACL is worried about. You know, he's around all ranting and raving about illegal guns and everything else. He's crushing people. Now, I know you want to keep the criminals off the street. That's true. But a black lieutenant, I read this from Adam Brodsky like 4 years ago, and I wanted to talk to you about it. In Brooklyn North Precinct, one of the most crime-ridden in the city, this black lieutenant said there's about 100 to 150 criminals that he knows that go in the justice system and out, in and out. It's revolving door justice. If you're attacked and killed by one of those criminals, a police call, if you're assaulted, a police officer could be standing right there, and you cannot sue the police if they don't help you because the Supreme Court has said the police can never be held accountable, nor can Mayor Bloomberg. So while they can frisk you and stop you and disarm you and tell you you can't have any weapons to defend yourself, and they take that away from you and put you in a database and they have you locked up or they accuse you of being a criminal. At the same time, once the police walk away, let's say they let you go, and then you get attacked by one of these thugs that's been locked up and released, what do you do to defend yourself?
Oh,
you can't legally carry anything.
That's true.
Now you're in a database, and this guy that they've had locked up and released because the lawyers let them go.
Right,
and
you're
the
stuck.
Now you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So all I talk about is you really, really want, you feel for the person who may be just trying to defend himself.
That's true.
And he gets caught up in this, and these are the intricacies that, you know, you have to think about. But that database, especially the one with the DNA for the misdemeanors, that irritates the living hell out of me.
Oh, I agree with you. The database is wrong. There's no question about that. If they've stopped some people, that's a good thing. But the problem is exactly that. The problem is what you said, Mark. Thanks. Great call. Is the database, because it's just like me. If I get pulled over, if I get stopped, because it's not just exclusively men, occasionally it's women, and then you're in there, he's right, and who knows where that pops up. Winning isn't the only thing, it's everything, and maybe you'll be a winner in our third hour here on ATN.
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.